I was in a dogfight with the 3190s, and I got hit head-on with 20-millimeter cannon, and the prop came off the airplane, part of the wing, the canopy, and it caught on fire. So me and the airplane parted company. That's the way it happens. You bail out, you free fall in your parachute, and then when you get down to within 3,000 or 4,000 feet of the ground, you pull the ripcord, and the parachute pops, and you land, and that's about the way it happens. I picked up a few wounds. I had a couple of slugs, one in my leg, and I had some 20-millimeter fragments in my hands, and a couple cuts on my head, but they were minor, so it didn't make much difference.
Yeah.
Well, when I got shot down and when I landed in my parachute, we were in occupied France, and there were quite a few Germans around. Obviously, you've got to hide, or they'll pick you up. And as I recall, I did. I got into the woods as deep as I could and hid, and they never caught me, and I hung around or laid out there for a day until things quietened down, and then contacted a French farmer or woodcutter, and I couldn't speak French, but he could see I was an American flyer because I had my flying gear on, leather jacket and flying suit, and he knew that I needed some kind of help, and he went to the right people instead of turning me in and got me with the resistance forces, the Maquis, who in turn took me and under their wing for the next month, and I worked my way through on down through France, and finally went through the Pyrenees and went into Spain in a neutral country. So.